Loren Powell Jobs to deliver keynote at Stanford Medical School Diploma Ceremony. By Paul Bois on April 25, 2022. Loren Powell Jobs will be delivering this year's keynote address at the Stanford School of Medicine Diploma Ceremony. The billionaire left-wing heiress of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, who Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow has previously referred to as the new Soros, will reportedly deliver the speech on June 11, the first since before the pandemic hit. In its announcement, Stanford hailed Loren Powell Jobs for her work with the Emerson Collective, which has been a powerful force in pushing left-wing media narratives. Using philanthropy, investing, storytelling and convenings, Emerson Collective creates opportunities and develops solutions to spur change in education, the environment and health equity, Stanford said. In keeping with her belief in supporting quality journalism, Powell Jobs is the owner and board chair of The Atlantic, the announcement added. Jobs delivering the keynote speech at the Stanford School of Medicine Diploma Ceremony comes after she used her media outlet The Atlantic to demand that President Joe Biden put unvaccinated Americans on the no-fly list. As Breitbart News previously profiled, Powell Jobs owns the far-left magazine The Atlantic through her Emerson Collective Company. The outlet published an article last summer encouraging the Biden administration to mandate the unvaccinated be on a no-fly list. Weeks later, The Atlantic published an essay congratulating President Joe Biden for the Afghanistan evacuation that has thus far left 13 U.S. service members dead and numerous amounts of military gear in the hands of the Taliban terrorists. Forbes also lists her as one of the 10 richest women on earth, with a net worth of around $16 billion, mostly from her family's stakes in two of the world's biggest companies, Apple and Disney. The Atlantic article calling for the no-fly list declared that flying is not a right and that the federal government is the sole entity that can regulate the terms and conditions of airline safety. The whole point of international travel bans is to curb infections in the destination country. To protect itself, the United States still has many such restrictions in place, it said. Beyond limiting the virus's flow from hotspots to the rest of the country, allowing only vaccinated people on domestic flights will change minds, too.